I farm alongside my wife Natalie and my parents Blair and Stephanie. Together we operate Cargus Farms on land that my great-grandfather started farming in 1946. We're here today in compliance with the zoning rules set forth by Barnes County and to be transparent with our neighbors and community throughout this process. My family and I have spent the past several months making great effort to communicate openly about this project. We've reached out to neighbors, members of this board, and county commissioners personally because we believe that good neighbors communicate, and that's exactly what we intend to do. The decision to pursue a relationship with Black Hawk Farms was not made lightly. As a multi-generational family farm, we are constantly looking for ways to ensure long-term viability for our operation. This partnership helps solidify our operation for years to come. The single greatest benefit to our farm is access to manure as a fertilizer source. Fertilizer is one of the largest and most volatile input costs we face. Over the past few years, we have watched these costs climb significantly, and the increases directly impact our bottom line on every acre we farm. Having a reliable local source of manure nutrients allows us to take control of that input cost in a way commercial fertilizer simply does not. But the value of manure goes well beyond just replacing a fertilizer bill. Manure is a living organic nutrient that does things for our soil that synthetic fertilizer cannot. It builds organic matter, improves soil structure, and increases water holding capacity, and feeds the microbial life that make our ground more productive over time. As farmers, our greatest responsibility is to leave the land in better shape than we found it. Access to manure gives us a tool to do exactly that, to be better stewards of the soil we have been entrusted to. That's not just good for our bottom line, it's good for this land and for generations to come. Beyond fertilizer, this arrangement gives our farm community the opportunity to vertically integrate in a meaningful way. Corn and soybeans grown in our area will feed into a facility that returns nutrients back to the same soil that produced those crops. This will be another value-added approach to help strengthen long-term sustainability of agriculture in our area. Facilities like Black Hawk Farms support the broader agricultural economy in our community, including local grain elevators, ethanol plants, and soybean crush facilities. When local agriculture thrives, the whole community benefits. I want to be clear that this is the first step of the permitting process. We are working alongside engineers, Pipestone, and the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality, as well as the North Dakota Livestock Alliance, to complete the full state permitting process. This facility will meet all standards, and we will continue to be good neighbors and community members throughout the process.